It's too fucking quiet.
Ryan had expected some kind of opposition beyond a few light and sound weapons, and as they advanced, he was sure it was coming. But when? The heat of the afternoon sun was brutal. Every step on the desert soil sapped yet more from their weary muscles. They were nearing the ruined house that Corwin had spoken of. It had to be the way into the redoubt. The ridge of the small valley that enclosed it was now clear to them. The two remaining parasails were gliding over the top.
Corwin, you see anything?
It's deserted. If there's a way underground from here, I can't tell from this distance. No sign of life or of any defenses.
Keep triple red. That goes for everyone. They've got to have something waiting for us.
But even as Ryan spoke, two things happened. First, he had the thought that perhaps the reason they had seen no other sec was because there was none. What if they were facing just one man, the mysterious writer himself? It wouldn't be the first time they had come across a redoubt manned by a lone crazy. But in this case, the madman had complete mastery of the tech involved. If it was just the one opponent, alone with Christy, then it may be that the situation was very different from their initial assumptions. The second thing to happen made these thoughts irrelevant.
Shit! More defenses!
From beneath, threatening to make their footing even more uncertain as the very earth shook, a series of SMG emplacements rose above the ground.
Run! Take cover under the towers!
Everybody dashed for the closest emplacement. The SMGs were aimed toward the ground, designed to eliminate anything at a level of under 2 yards. The gunfire fell short of sweeping an adjacent emplacement, but covered the area between. Jack and Robert had reached one emplacement before the SMGs had even started firing. Ryan, Mildred, and Brianna had gotten to another, and JB, Rhonda, and Doc were huddled together beneath a third. The T-shirted man, whose name they had never learned, was not so lucky.
Brianna! Are you hit?
Yeah! Just my leg! Hurts, though!
Stay still! I'll see if I can't bandage it up! Alright, hold still! Sorry about that! It looks like it's just a flesh wound. I can't take out the bullet right now, but I can stop the bleeding!
Ryan looked up toward the sky. The two remaining parasailors were circling above them.
What are you waiting for, Corwin? Take out some of these emplacements!
Just waiting for the wind to die down up here. We can take out some, but we can't touch the ones you're hiding under.
We'll figure something out. Just chill the others.
Will do.
All right, try and put pressure on the leg.
I can kneel.
Good. You're gonna be okay.
All right, that's all we can do, Ryan.
Thanks, Corwin.
Ryan looked around to find a way out, but there was only one course of action that he could see. It was risky, but then again, what wasn't? He took a grin from one of his pockets, looked across to where Jack and Robert were sheltering. He gestured, and they understood immediately. Although neither of them carried grins, Robert had the explosive heads on his crossbow bolts. He produced one and nodded. Ryan then looked across to JB. The armorer was grinning, light in his eyes and a grin in his hand. They had to be ready, they had to be fast, and they still ran the risk of being cut to ribbons or hit by blast shrapnel.
I'm gonna chop this fucker down! We need to get as far from the blast area as possible!
So you want us to walk towards the bullets?
Exactly!
Oh, there's gotta be a better way!
Well, I just pulled the pin! Run!
The fire from the SMGs changed angle as Ryan's grenade chewed a hole in the emplacement. Both JB and Robert were similarly successful. First, the bullets reached an extra few inches, which soon became yards as the towers angled to the skies.